This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Non-radioactive metal known to mankind is in fact the major cause of autism spectrum disorder. It's certainly top of the list as far as I'm concerned. Still, the highly corrupt EPA wants us all to minimize your exposure to mercury. Really, do they? We're coming down to this person's four recommendations to avoid it. How do we know that after we repeatedly injected with flu shots? And the CDC saying it has been removed. And we now have the statistic that 1 in 60 children are autistic. Wow. The just to put that into 1,000, that is 16%. Whoa. 17% of children are autistic right now. Don't stand next. They're saying here are some key points, advice to take into consideration. Don't stand next to a microwave oven that's running if you have amalgam silver dental fillings. Imagine it has the power to leach out the mercury in your fillings by standing near this microwave. I'm sick telling people to get rid of microwaves. Cut the flex off it, write scrap on it, and bring it to the electronic dump. Don't give it as a present to someone else to kill them. Just do that. Microwave, the alloy metals expand and the mercury is released when you send your microwave. Mercury is the most toxic non-radioactive metal known to mankind, but still in America especially, thousands of dentists put grams of it in your dental fillings and their unsuspecting patients. Don't buy compact fluorescent light bulbs. I have one here right now. From GE, Wayfair, Blue Bright or Philips. Those curly little devils contain mercury that emits into the home whenever the bulb is cracked or broken. They're deadly dangerous to smash. Don't throw them in the rubbish or dispose of if you don't dispose of them properly. Though it sounds like a minuscule amount, the 4 to 5 milligrams of mercury in just one CFL bulb can contaminate 5,000 gallons of water. Imagine what it does to the average human body. It contains only about a dozen or so gallons of water. If it said, do not get a flu shot, number 3 out of 4. The CDC has lied to all Americans for nearly 20 years, saying they removed thermosol, 50% mercury, from the childhood vaccines because there are still high doses of mercury in the flu vaccine, which is recommended for all pregnant women and infants, which is an outrage. And number 4, avoidance. Never let a dentist put an amalgam silver filling in your tooth if you have them now. Find a holistic dentist skilled in safely removing them. I think I have one of those. Well, you know what they're calling them now? I have one of them, and it's called a white filling, they're calling it now, right? White. The following video demonstrates what happens to a human being. Can't play the video. Who simply gets a drop of two of mercury on the skin. After watching this image, what's happening to babies who are having this neurotoxin repeatedly injected into their muscles, tissues, and vaccines. Okay. That's a good article by S.D. Wells, and he's a writer for about mercury, the most toxic, more toxic than fluoride. Mercury secretly invades and damages your body. S.D. Wells writes in that article on October 21st last for Natural News, Mike Adams' operation. So that's the second article here covering the same things, et cetera. But it's directly linked to autism as well. But moving on, we're rummaging through stuff here. We won't do the pipe bomb hoax, but that's what it is. The pipe bomb. Well, Mike, I will read it. Mike Adams is writing it. I'll take it as well written in a minute. And the most important vitamins for beating depression. It's worthwhile as well. But we come up to that. They said the fake pipe bomb hoax reveals last-ditch desperate of effort of self-victimizing Democrats who were terrified of losing the midterm elections. Yeah. All carried out by right-wing Trump supporters, by the way, according to the Democrats. We can see who organized that. The fake pipe bomb events we all witnessed, this is Mike Adams talking today, are nothing more than the Democrats mailing fake pipe bombs to each other, which did not explode. This is their last desperate ploy to try and control the outcome of the midterm elections. They're terrified of losing. And with that loss will come the implosion of the Democratic Party, the mass arrests of thousands of deep state traitors, and the exposing of the left-wing media as a lying anti-American journal terrorism operation that despises the truth and democracy. Absolutely. The fake pipe bomb sent to addresses of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, CNN, and others are pathetic propaganda attempts based on bombs that look like nothing more than road flares, duct taped, and kitchen timers. They aren't even good fakes. They're so obviously not real bombs that much of the internet is mocking the entire affair, pointing out that even Ahmed, the clock boy, built, I don't know, that is built a more sophisticated bomb or device. And in the case of Obama, it declared it to be a clock, not a bomb. Okay, proper pipe bombs don't have wires connected to both ends. That's dumb, observes Tom Saur, S-A-U-R, who describes himself as a former bomb disposal officer. A proper timer would best be stored inside the pipe, making it fully encapsulated, he says. This is nearly the same as a bundle of road flares wrapped, etc., etc. Well, the experts on that are in Afghanistan are using mobile phones to do that. But we won't talk about that. Clocked taped to a pipe bomb doesn't even have an alarm function. Okay. According to an analyst by Anon, reported by Neon Revolt, that is the low-cost clock taped to the fake pipe bombs didn't even have an alarm function. So it couldn't actually gone off if it was a bomb, etc. And the wall-to-wall coverage, non-stop, by the American networks, that's watching it on the internet. It's just shocking. And again, the simple-minded would absorb all this as being fact, you know. But immediate release of bomb photograph proves it's all propaganda, not a real forensic investigation. Yeah. And then the guy they caught, he's a classic setup. But even more shockingly, photographs of the bomb devices have been almost immediately released to the public, proving that the real purpose is propaganda, not a serious law enforcement investigation. If law enforcement were genuinely concerned about these pipe bombs, they wouldn't be releasing photographs to the public. Well, not immediately. But they were probably given out the day before to CNN, so they had them ready on the video editing bench to put them out, most likely. But alas, here's the widely circulated photo depicted by one of the pipe bombs, is showing a digital clock, etc. So it's just like my alarm clock. But no Democrats have denounced the rising mob violence of the lunatic left. Note too that there are no Democrats who have announced the rising mob violence of the lunatic left. In fact, they are calling for more violence. Hillary Clinton herself recently said the Democrats cannot be civil until they win more elections. Ooh, that's enough cause for like a true arrest or anything. Maxine Waters has openly called for the left-wing mobs to confront conservatives in restaurants and push back on them in a way that continues to escalate towards violence. Eric Holder recently suggested that when Republicans go low, we kick them. You know, it's very cold. I want a piece of work directly invoking mob violence and a kind of gang tactic that's used to stomp public on the ground. And Barack Obama famously said, if they bring a knife to a gunfight, we'll bring a gun. Really, led by Obama and Eric Holder. The lunatic violence in America today is almost entirely owned by the deranged left. They are the ones issuing the constant death threats against conservative speakers, bashing vehicles on public roads when they're driven by white men. Oh yes, white privilege is white guilt now. You're not allowed to be white. Calling for the killing of President Trump on social media and threatening to overrun the country with armed communists who have adopted the name such as by any means. And last paragraph, by any means necessary. Last paragraph, since the election of President Trump in 2016, Democrats have descended into mob rule and deranged violence. Their efforts to now mail freak pipe bombs to themselves and then cry terrorism is nothing more than a lame attempt to distract America from the real source of violence and lawlessness in America, mainly the lunatic left, funded by George Soros and directed by most of the Democrats. Yeah, absolutely. But we'll leave that for the moment. Just as there's a useful, helpful thing here about depression. The most important vitamins for beating depression. Well, magnesium is up there, number one. Let's see, is it on the list here? Who is writing this article? Isabel Z. Well, she's a fairly good science writer. She hasn't got it on the list. I'm amazed. But there's a Mike Adams from his laboratory and from testing of those has proved that 300 milligrams of magnesium a day is profoundly helpful to people with depression. And he's writing here, this Isabel Z is, if you mention feeling depressed to your doctor, there's a pretty good chance you'll walk out of the office with a prescription for antidepressants. And that can be your death knell. These days, many people are looking for a quick fix for their problems, and doctors are all too happy to dispense these profitable pills. Dangerous and not particularly effective. They ensure a steady stream of future business, whether it's in the form of prescription refills when you're not feeling any better and they think you need more, though you need other medications to deal with the side effects. A never-ending spiral downwards. One far better solution that is rarely mentioned to patients is vitamins. Proper nutrition and minerals of food and vitamins, yes. They might not sound like they would be powerful enough to address depression on the surface, but you can consider the fact that vitamin deficiencies can contribute to depression or even cause it in the first place. It only makes sense that correcting such imbalances would have a positive effect. Well, one of the things, people with depression who are in it for a while, they neglect themselves and don't eat properly at all, so they're spiraling down. The truth is that your brain cannot function optimally when it lacks essential nutrients. Be Brain Fit points out, according to a magazine, a healthy brain can be thought of as your first line of defense against mood disorders like depression. Which vitamins should you focus on or dealing with? Well, he's listing there. Vitamin B complex takes top honors. If you already have heard that the B vitamins are great for dealing with the effects of stress, that's because the neurotransmitters in the B vitamins help create and can help maintain a positive mood. Okay. And he goes on to say other things about vitamin B. And this is an honorable mention for C and D. If you thought vitamin C benefits were limited to staving off colds, think again. Studies have shown that the vitamin stops the release of cortisol, a stress hormone that increases your vulnerability to depression. In studies, people who took this vitamin reported greater happiness within as little as a week. They get this vitamin, vitamin C, mostly for colds, but get this vitamin from foods like citrus fruits, kiwis, pineapples, berries,
mangoes,
and papayas, and you can be found to in certain vegetables, green leafy, etc. I was told a dentist once, who was going to take out a tooth, the same guy who was doing it there a few weeks ago, that I was taking aspirin every day. 300 milligrams. I've stopped taking. I take garlic instead. And he said, oh, we can't do this. He said, oh, you could be a bleeder. I said, I'm not a bleeder. And he then put it down on the form that I was self-medicating. I was taking aspirin. Self-medicating is a trigger word in the British NHS, and I'd imagine it is also in America. And it's inserted there by the pharmaceutical industry. If you're on heroin and you're taking, what do you call it, that substitute, they put you down as self-medicating, and you're in that category. And the time I went to have a tooth out in a hospital, the amount of crap I had to go through, being interviewed and interviewed and interviewed and being assessed and assessed, because this git put down self-medicating. I mean, the cavalry calls me, and I had it out of him the other day. But this guy, he's nearly retirement. He's a dentist that's a nervous wreck, and he had to deal with me as well. But vitamin D is another standout vitamin when it comes to depression, with studies involving more than 30,000 participants showing a clear link between vitamin D deficiency and depression. Sure. And unfortunately, deficiency in this vitamin is all too common, which could help explain the rising rate of depression, which is absolutely massive in the UK. The best way to get this vitamin, they're saying, is it's from food, some time outdoors, the sun with sunscreen, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But proper level of vitamins. So I imagine people want to do that properly. They need a blood test, but to improve their diet, vitamin D, vitamin C, and magnesium. But another one that's needed videos, back it up, remove 70% of the toxins with this simple exercise. Well, it's largely a video. But New Jersey's eye-opening autism facts everyone should really know. Yeah, I was keeping that article for here. Catherine, it's Catherine Fromovich writing this. God help this woman. As I said before, she's long-winded. Help us. And Mike Adams, a great guy, but his own has a series of videos called Counterthink, and by God, he's long-winded. God almighty. I'm reluctant to criticize him, but he needs to cut down to in this soundbite society and refer people who are really interested to a part two somewhere else. But from what you're saying here about the eye-opening facts about autism, there are facts and then there are factoids, and which are a brief, trivial item of news or information or assumption or speculation that is reported and repeated so often that it becomes accepted fact, which can only apply, in my opinion, to the pseudoscience published by the HHS, the CDC, the FDA, and the mainstream media, etc., regarding vaccines and vaccination. As she goes on to say, in all the years I have been researching vaccine information, since the 1980s, when doctors I was working with started seeing moms come to them and say, my kid got a vaccine and hasn't been the same since. The only conclusion I've been able to come to is the vested interests of Big Pharma, which are statements repeated so often they became accepted facts. So there literally are hundreds, if not thousands, of factoids regarding vaccines. They're fraudulent research and false journalist articles, including a deliberate lag time in order to carefully control information, which one resolute vaccine safety advocate has delineated in an open letter to the governor of New Jersey. Okay, she's finally come to it. God help us all. I'm trying to get her. She gets it down to the written number of facts. Let's see here. According to Louise, autism is a dire and often catastrophic disorder that is profoundly debilitating, medically injurious, socially isolating, and financially devastating for families. Autism also is also a financial impossibility for our society. There isn't enough institutional infrastructure to educate the growing number of children with autism and house the adults they are becoming. Young or adults. and they become blockers in those places. Yeah, sure. Okay, coming up to this break, we should be back in a few minutes.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back in for the break in the third hour. This is the Barden Report, and we're going on with having been through 5G and primary water, etc. today, the shocking carry-on with vaccinations causing autism. And this one, the article here, Catherine Fromovich, we're halfway through it, is talking about she's been a researcher since the 1980s. And I always criticize her for writing too long, convoluted articles, but anyway. She's adding to my two cents. These unfortunate children, they're saying autism is a financially impossibility for our society. There isn't enough institutional infrastructure. I know somebody working in this area, which tells me the very same thing, to educate a growing number of children with autism and to house the adults they become. Young adults with autism are increasingly sent to nursing homes because there's nowhere else to go. Adding my two cents, she says, these unfortunate children have been victimized by their own governments, demanding neurotoxic and toxic chemicals must be injected into them from day one of birth. Nation states must be held responsible was accountable for their irresponsible actions, specifically like the U.S. Congress giving vaccine makers a get-out-of-jail card, called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which absolutely is an outrage beyond words. Immunity from prosecution and a private vaccine court making decisions, which is not open to the press, which must be repealed and made a 2018 midterm U.S. election priority. That's a bit late now. Lewis is 50. She's quoting an example. Lewis in 15 pages sets out to inform New Jersey's governor the horrors of ASD. She's always leaving pieces out. I'm reading this article straight through. There's a piece missing here from Catherine Frombridge again. So Louise, in 15 printed pages, sets out to inform New Jersey governor of the horrors of ASD, presents to parents and New Jersey's down-the-line budgetary crisis to deal with ASD adults who will take care of them. Okay. Right off the bat, she's quoting somebody, because Louise states, 1 in 22 boys has autism. 1 in 22. New Jersey health crisis. However, the CDC announces that only 1 in 68 U.S. children has autism. Well, that's a shocking figure. That's up 20% in 2 years and on 200% or tripled since 2000. Back in the late 1970s, there was 1 in 10,000 or 1 in 15,000 happening. The vaccine and vaccine mandates, CDC recommends 70 plus doses of 16 vaccines, a threefold increase in 25 years, and according to Louisa, a fivefold increase since the Governor Murphy was born. This guy who's running New Jersey. One of the neurotoxic factors all proponents of childhood vaccines ignore and deliberately refuse to investigate is the cumulative effect of aluminium syringes into a child beginning at birth and through 18 months of age. 4,925 milligrams, an inordinate amount as documented in the chart below. However, and even more importantly, there are unknowns of how other environmental pollutants like ethyl mercury, 49% in the vaccine, preserved with thimerosal fluoride in municipal drinking water and minerals, metals from ambient exposure to certain high light bulbs, food processing chemicals, additives, air pollutants in general affect the synergetically react with the child's body, which does not require a fully functional organ capacity until 2 years or longer. During the first 3 years of the child's life and lungs continue. So this is a shocking. And there's a chart here, age-specific vaccinations at birth, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, 15 months. Imagine giving children vaccinations of that age. Shocking. But the article goes on to a lot of technical stuff, but without a doubt, vaccinations, the link is massive, and I have a massive file on that. And Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who was hunted out of Britain, is now in Texas, is the guy who wrote the Vaxxed VA Double XED. It's a book and a video laying that out, and the national media boycotted him and ignored his video. But let's just go on to slightly different stuff again. The police state, Arizona engineer challenges constitutional free border checkpoints after being stopped 400 times. Aaron Kessel is writing this article for Activist Post. He said a lawsuit filed by the University of Arizona engineer Terry Bressy is the latest round in an ongoing battle that border residents have been waging against the Customs and Border Protection at its citizen checkpoints. What's the constitution free zone or something? That's 100 miles from each border. Just before July 4th, Terry Brassey filed a revision to his complaint against the Pima County Sheriff's Department. In April 2017, Brassey was detained for hours at the CPC SR checkpoint. Okay, we go to the bottom of the outbreak and then we run through the next 20 minutes with these articles. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, I'm going back in from the bottom of the hour break. I was just reading this article by Aaron Castle, a lawsuit filed by an Arizona city engineer, Terry Brassey, for being stopped 400 times within the border precinct where he lives. And he's saying, in April 2017, Brassey was detained for hours at the CPB S86 checkpoint located halfway between Tucson and the Kitt Peak National Observatory, where Brassey works. 4 hours, four hours, it doesn't say how many hours. Brassey is no stranger to both CP and PCS, both having stopped and detained him on multiple occasions since 2002. Despite the fact that Brassey is known to both organizations as a U.S. citizen with no history of smuggling or other criminal activities, they continue to detain the man over and over again. Why the random constant stops and harassment? Because Brassey has dared to challenge the legality and legitimacy of domestic constitution-free checkpoints on American citizens like himself. Oh, yes, he's an enemy of the state for respecting the American Constitution. Brassey first filed a lawsuit in 2002 against the Tono Oldham Tribal Police, I see, and CBC for a stop that turned into a multi hour detention without any probable cause. The tribal police eventually settled the case for $200,000. Oh, he does sell a tribal reserve. Well, we know who put them up to that, most likely. Considering all these agencies are interwoven now, the DHS, etc. However, Bressy, Bressy's name, victory came with pitfalls, though, through the efforts of the CBP union to get him fired from his job. The PS, we're learning other titles here. The police department and the CBC have continued targeting Bressy for stops and de facto illegal roadside detentions, with the latest incident occurring on April 2030. Bressy estimates he has stopped at the Border Patrol checkpoint on the State Route 86 near 3 points more than an absurd 400 times because he can't avoid the checkpoint on his way home from working at Kitts Peak. This type of behaviour by Border Patrol agents harassing US citizens is sadly not rare. It seems to be quite common. It's worrying, to say the least. In March earlier this year, a man was harassed for standing up against Border Patrols by filing a lawsuit after he discovered that Border Patrol agents had illegally placed a camera on his property that gave them access 24/7 surveillance to his land. That wasn't all. They threatened to arrest him if he did not comply and return their camera and that was replaced on his fence. Then in July, Activist Post reported on a video that surfaced online showing an altercation between a Mexican Border Patrol officer, Joel Lopez, impersonating a police officer and pulling over a Mexican doctor, Christian Hernandez, an hour within the border without a radar detector present in his vehicle, whatever that's about, claiming the man was speeding during what he claimed was an immigration inspection and he didn't have a radar machine. Okay, a radar gun. Subsequently, Hernandez claimed that he just passed him on the highway when the federal agent followed him and Hernandez started recording Lopez. This is getting complicated. This all may be due to the fact that at least 5,000 Border Patrol agents are being outsourced to Accenture, an international contractor. Isn't that interesting? Well, we have an outfit in Britain called Capita, which goes around with the title TV licensing. They're actually own the brand name TV licensing and they collect it on behalf of the BBC. But I see the Border Patrol is now commercialized. Last year, the agency struggled to fill positions after failing to bring on more border agents than it loses in a given year, according to a report that was released by the Department of Homeland Security. Okay. However, another report by the Washington Times, well, that's a reasonably good paper, not to be confused with the Washington Post, contradicts this claim by stating that the decrease in border crossings has surged back to Obama-era levels. DHS announced a 14% increase on the number of people it brought on the previous year. Most of those hires, this is recruiting border guards, most of those hires were for CBC officer positions, which saw a 21% spike in recruitment efforts. The Border Patrol apprehended 311,000 individuals in 2017. 311,000. And the CPB officers rejected 216 inadmissible cases, totaling nearly a 24% from the previous year. I think these are, I presume that's 311 and 266. That's 525,000, about half a million people illegally trying to get to America. The ACLU have filed multiple complaints in recent years for people concerned about treatment at checkpoints. In a previous article on these checkpoints, Joe Wright, writing for Activist Post, included an overview by the ACLU why the expansion of the Constitution Free Zone is a threat to everyone. Yeah, that's what I was looking for, that phrase, Constitution Free Zone. So God help anybody's living near the Canadian border or the Mexican border. And he's quoting outdated legal authority and lack of oversight and showing a map of the United States and this constitutional free zone that is right around the United States and indeed around Alaska. And it said the regulations established the 100-mile border zone were That established the 100-mile border zone was adopted by the U.S. Department of Justice in 1953 without any public comment or debate. At the time, there were fewer than 1,100 Border Patrol agents nationwide. Today, there is 21,000. The Border Patrol often ignores these regulations and rejects any geographic limitation on agents' authorities. At least two federal circuit courts condone Border Patrol operations outside the 100-mile zone. Federal regulations and Supreme Court precedent notwithstanding. And he goes on to say, we've nearly finished this page, another page. Federal border agents are stopping and interrogating and searching Americans on an everyday basis with absolutely no suspicion of wrongdoing and often in ways that our Constitution does not permit. For example, Border Patrol, according to new reports, operates approximately 170 interior checkpoints throughout the country. The actual number in operation at any given time is not publicly known. The ACLU believes that these checkpoints amount to dragnet suspicionless stops that cannot be reconciled with Fourth Amendment protections. The Supreme Court has upheld the use of immigration checkpoints, but only in as far as the stops consist only of a brief and limited inquiry into the residue status. Checkpoints cannot be primarily used for drug search or general law enforcement efforts. In practice, however, Border Patrol agents often do not limit themselves to brief immigration inquiries and regularly conduct criminal investigations and illegal searches at checkpoints. The Border Patrol also frequently pulls over motorists in roving patrol stops, often without any suspicion that an immigration violation has occurred. The ACLU has documented numerous cases of abuse by Border Patrol and filed lawsuits to obtain more information about the agency's practices. Given Border Patrol's lack of transparency and in the absence of any meaningful oversight, there is still much that we don't know about the full extent of the impact of these border enforcement operations. Okay. And it says one has to wonder how the Border Patrol duties will differ when the government has facial recognition cameras rolled out nationwide. Last year, Trump's January executive order widened immigration enforcement and included plans to hire 5,000 Border Patrol agents, 2,000 customs officers, and 500 agents for the Office of Air and Marine Operations. It appears the Trump administration will continue to use violence to coerce and the removal of illegal undocumented citizens from America. Moreover, this publication, Active Post, has previously reported the U.S. is implementing a biometric surveillance state at the borders and airports that makes George Orwell's 1984 look nothing in comparison, all with the goal of make America great again. Very well said, yeah, sure. Police state marches on. Unstoppable. But, as I say, I have it down to 27 areas. 27 areas where I've been trashed on every level. And, my God. Judicial Watch covers George Soros, Open Society Foundation, Obama, State Department, collusion, we know all that. And scientists accuse DARPA of genetically modifying insects for bioweapon spread and to in agricultural viruses. It's here, on and on and on it goes. It's nonstop. But this social credit thing is a large article on that. I have to leave for another time. It's not want to go through the whole thing. Do an hour on that. Social credit. That's what the government are going to... you have to... Like Nectar points, are you a well-behaved citizen? Do you do what the government tells you to do? That's the next thing. A total enslavement camp. And how humans fit into Google's machine future and your social credits. It's just no end to it. Absolutely no evidence. The two articles side by side here, Monsanto got the crap beaten out of them in a fight where they were hit for $289 million jury ruling that found that glyphosate harms honeybees. And it said, I think I dealt with it last week, but they're fighting that and appealing it. See if I have it here. Monsanto is also facing a report of 8,000 similar lawsuits in the United States And the government of Vietnam is after them as well, because they were supplying Roundup when it was called Agent Orange, right? Isn't that sweet? But glyphosate from my own notes here, glyphosate Roundup. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful military industrial complex company from St. Louis, Missouri. I'll read this another article here. NASA plan to save Earth from the Yellowstone supervolcano. Well, that'll be the end of almost the end of the United States. It's one of the figures I read on that. It might be in this article here that Yellowstone, every 300,000 years, it's incredible. It's an incredible date. Every 100,000 years, it's now 20,000 years overdue. But I'll see if it's mentioned this article here. Probably finish up with this today. Mark Slava is writing this article about NASA's plan to save the Earth from Yellowstone supervolcano. Well, this is what I'd like to hear. Even though we are constantly being told by scientists not to worry about the Yellowstone supervolcano, which bloody should be, NASA is now on a mission to save the Earth from exactly that. NASA has ambitious plans to prevent the extinction of the human race by drilling into the supervolcano. Drilling into it. Well, they're going to put ice cold water down there, according to the BBC. Watch that. NSA researchers got in touch with the media outlet to detail the threat lurking beneath Wyoming's crust, and that they think they can do what they can do about it before it eliminates humanity. NASA contacted the BBC after they published an article about supervolcanoes last month. There are around 20 known supervolcanoes on Earth, with major eruptions occurring on an average every 100,000 years. One of the greatest threats an eruption may pose is thought to be starvation, although nuclear winter, as they call it, from the dust from the volcano, with a prolonged volcanic winter potentially prohibiting civilization from being able to grow enough food for the current population. In 2012, the United Nations estimated that food reserves worldwide would last a mere 74 days after such an event. I was a member, who's the writer here? Mark Slavo, Mac Slavo. He says, I was a member of the NASA Advisory Council on Planetary Defense, which studied ways for NASA to defend the planet from asteroids and comets, explains Brian Wilcox of NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory at the California Institute of Technology. I came to the conclusion during that study that the supervolcano threat is substantially greater than the asteroid or comet threat. And NASA scientists approached the problem of the Yellowstone supervolcano. The problem, we are told, isn't actually a problem, and that we have nothing to worry about. From a heat standpoint, they assumed cooling down the supervolcano would prevent its eruption. The Yellowstone currently leaks about 60 to 70% of its heat into the atmosphere through steam water, which seeps into the magma chamber through cracks, while the rest of the heat builds up as magma dissolves into volatile gases. That'd be great to think it happened that way. Considering the Earth is rising under the pressure of the volcano, the heat and pressure will reduce the threshold, meaning an explosion is inevitable. And it goes on to say, the plan is to drill into the supervolcano. Yellowstone currently leaks about 60 gigawatts of heat per year. And he goes on also to say, through drilling in this way, it could be used to create a geothermal plant which generates electric power at extremely competitive prices of around of 10 cents a kilowatt. You would have to give the geothermal companies incentive to drill somewhat deeper and use hotter water than they usually would. I mean, this is wild speculation, but you would have to pay back your initial investments, blah, blah, blah. Well, this sounds like a bizarre experiment that could kill us all. If the Yellowstone goes off, where we've had it, we've absolutely had it. And the United States finished. But there's another disaster that crops up from time to time. The west coast of the Spain into the Atlantic Ocean, there's a massive hundreds and hundreds of miles of cliff face that if it slipped into the Atlantic Ocean would cause a tsunami wave to cross the Atlantic and inundate with 50, 60, 100 feet of water the east coast of the United States. That's another one. I haven't heard that repeated recently, but saw a very detailed documentary on that about 10 years ago. So they say that's one of the reasons that the CIA has moved out of Langley. It's only a token headquarters into Denver, Colorado, where there's an enormous amount of Dave Hodges covers this enormously. They're building facilities in Denver, like we're building it as the capital, the new capital of the United States. And nobody's reporting on that, hardly at all. But this poor Craig Roberts, I'm very concerned about his article he's written. I did print it down, I'll save it till next week, where he's embracing global warming. Poor Craig Roberts, what's going on? I just don't know. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break today. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Thank you.
in with AcroBulk. Very good. Last few minutes of the show, so I'll end with a good news story. Not many of those in this world. I could have read a piece about bees dying due to Monsanto, but evidence shows honey can be used to treat various eye diseases. Well, it's outstanding for a sore throat, that's for sure. But Natural News is writing this. Here's this Elena Costello. Okay. Straight out of Mike Adams' operation. Honey is a sweet, sustained sustenance often associated with food, but nothing sweeter than finding out that it can also be used for other purposes. For one, studies have shown that honey can serve as a natural remedy for multiple eye diseases. Although honey has been medically used for a long time, not many people know the extent of its healing properties. In ancient times, honey was applied on wounds to promote healing. There are many factors that give honey its wound healing ability. For one, the most types of honey can produce hydrogen peroxide, which provides antibacterial activity and can also maintain wound conditions unless high for viscosity, etc., etc. And it goes on to name these. I'm just trying to get this finished before we finish the program. Clinical usage of honey for treating eye disorders is becoming more prevalent. The following list includes some eye disorders that can be treated with honey. There's about 8 or 9 here. Dry eyes. This condition occurs when the eyes are not able to produce enough tears, which serve as lubricant. Many people have this condition, experiencing pain, etc. So dilute some honey in warm water and use this as an eye wash. Okay. Corneal edema. People with this condition experience a delay in recovery of vision after undergoing ocular surgery. Honey's ability to promote wound healing plays a big role in reducing this condition. Tired eyes. Many people tire out their eyes by looking at screens all day. That's certainly me. To refresh their eyes, try applying honey over closed eyelids, etc. Macular degeneration. That's mostly in old age. Is an incurable disease wherein the retina deteriorates, causing vision to worsen. Although incurable macular degeneration can be prevented with honey, antioxidants, rich honey maintains the healthy eye muscle functions. And glaucoma, when fluids build up in the eye, there is an increase in ocular pressure which can damage optic nerves. This condition is known as glaucoma. There is a high chance of vision loss. Studies have shown that this, using honey as an eye drop, can reduce. Anyway, you'd have to talk to a herbalist who can put that together for you. Poor vision. Using honey eye drops can prevent vision from worsening. Antioxidants, vitamins and minerals and honey work together to maintain good vision. And finally, they talk of conjunctivitis, more commonly known as pink eye, is a condition wherein the tissue lining of the inner portion of the eyelids is inflamed. This can be caused by various factors such as bacteria, a virus. The antimicrobial property of honey makes it effective for treating bacterial conjunctivitis. You need to go to that article in Natural News. It was printed in October 3rd this year, 2018. Evidence shows honey can be used to treat various eye diseases, etc., etc. Anyway, hear the music, and we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report. And we'll talk to you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to